Duji Tahat when you realize your child is drowning in a hotel pool. You'll think for just a second that she's pretending. Head underwater, limbs and hair floating, perfect imitation of a drowning child. It takes a second too long to scream her name, to jump in fully clothed, how heavy a drenched t-shirt can become. Everything happens a second too late. When you throw her onto the deck of the pool, don't be alarmed by the thud of the back of her head hitting the concrete. Small bouquets of violets bloom across her arms and legs, small pools of purple blood still just below the flesh. The water won't wash them away. Everything happens in seconds. Summon every useful memory. Pump water out of her tiny dimming body. Blow air into her water-filled lungs. You'll want to die a little when you feel her small wet mouth inside yours. Everything happens in seconds. Her eyes flicker, flutter, taupe. You become the type of desperation you never imagined for yourself, the type that runs through the lobby of an ordinary place, holding a motionless child, screaming for help. Don't wait for an answer. Drop her onto the cheap Formica countertop. Keep blowing into her chest, your breathing for two. Exhale into her so loudly the oak laminate begins to shudder. Pray the next second is yet some ways away. Pray. Pray miracle. Pray that she vomits. Beat her back with more force than necessary. Watch her vomit closely. The bloom around her lips begins to spread. You'll wonder, is this good or bad? It doesn't matter. Now make her again vomit. Push the water out from her soft ribcage. A memory floods. Secondary drowning. Fold her legs into your chest and hold her in your arms. Press hard like a memory you want to keep alive between the pages of an old book. The hotel lobby will be covered in pool water. You'll apologize to the staff. I'm sorry. She's awake and vomiting. I'm so sorry. She's trying to sleep it off already. Keep her awake. I'm so sorry, baby. You remember some children drown twice and never wake up. Get her to the hospital now. At the hospital now. The seconds pick up speed. Scrubs whir by. Wires and tubes sprout from her toes. Words fly everywhere. I'm sorry. You'll want to tell everyone. Sign some papers. Thank you. I'm sorry. Only later that evening will you note your own fleshiness. Touch your own skin to feel the blood coursing beneath. Only with your long arms wrapped twice around her sleeping torso will you begin to let yourself unfold. She stirs. It's shocking how the body knows exactly when will be the right time to crack. Later, hours into the night, when she wakes up crying for a glass of water.